This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. One of the most influential leaders in Iraq right now is Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. He's the country's most senior Shiite religious cleric. And now there's news that one of Sistani's local representatives has been killed. We're still learning about this story, but we do know that gunmen shot the man last night in a town south of Baghdad. That news has been confirmed by NPR's Emily Harris, who's in Baghdad and joins us now. And Emily, what more can you tell us about what happened?
There aren't a lot of details right at the moment, Steve, but apparently this man was shot along with his son and bodyguards yesterday evening. As you mentioned, he was a cleric who followed Sistani, and he worked in a small town south of Baghdad. There are reports also that another man was killed who was an aide to Sistani. Very few details about his death. He was apparently a legal assistant to the Grand Ayatollah. And as you mentioned, Sistani is a very powerful, he's the most powerful religious leader among Shiite Muslims in Iraq. He's very, very reclusive. So people like this cleric who was shot act often as his messengers, getting the word out of what Sistani believes, what he wants. So they're quite influential in their communities.
Now this cleric is identified as Sheikh Mahmoud Finjan, and he's not the first person with ties to Sistani to come under attack, right?
No, that's absolutely right. In fact, there's been some quite prominent people close to Sistani who have been attacked. Just recently, there was a massive car bomb that went off at the offices of Abdulaziz al-Hakim. He is the head of the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq, and that's the political party that's closest to Sistani. His brother was killed about a year and a half ago in an enormous car bomb that went off in Najaf at the site of one of the holiest shrines for Shiite Muslims in Iraq.
I suppose it's a bit early to draw connections here, but we should at least mention that Ayatollah Sistani has been among the leaders in demanding elections in Iraq. He's one of the major reasons that there will be elections by the end of January. Have his calls for people to get out and vote carried much weight so far?
They certainly do carry weight among those who follow him, and as you know, Shia Muslim are the majority in Iraq. And the tie is made between this violence and elections as well. We just spoke to an official from the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq who confirmed the killings and also told us that he believes that these attacks on Shia leaders are carried out by people who are trying to derail the elections, trying to keep people from voting. Sistani, in endorsing the elections, you're absolutely right that his push for elections is really a key part of why they are happening this year. He was very much involved with American decisions last year of how to go forward with the transition to power. He's been careful to publicly not say who to vote for, but just to say it's your duty to vote. However, there is a slate, a list of candidates, which is widely believed to be endorsed by him. His photograph is on their posters. One of the big questions on election day is whether the majority of Shia will go for that list or will vote for an opposing Shia list, a more secular Shia list, which is headed by the current prime minister, the interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, also a Shia Muslim.
Now, as we get closer to election day, what precautions are being taken that you can see to make sure that the people who decide to vote can do so safely?
There's a number of things that are going on. First, nobody knows yet where exactly they will be voting. The polling stations have not yet been announced. Partly that is for security reasons, and partly that's still because they're figuring out which ones can be made secure. If you're looking at two places in one area. There's not been a formal announcement of security precautions, but officials are looking at things like restricting driving on that day, also making the polling stations very hard to get to, certainly by anybody who might be driving a car laden with explosives.
NPR's Emily Harris is reporting from Baghdad. Emily, thanks as always.
Thanks, Steve.